That's our new intro. Hope you guys like that. Jim Shorts with Alex Kuhn and Kyle, man. Yeah, it's snazzy. Anyway, back from a fantastic weekend. I'm not even upset, really, that my bracket's destroyed because of how much enjoyment I got out of watching all the great games that were going on over the weekend. Alex, you somehow predicted on TV that the first of the four one seeds was going to be Virginia to leave the tournament. I don't know how you did it, but...
I will have to admit that I had no idea it was going to happen like that. No matter what happens the rest of this tournament, no matter what has already happened in this tournament, whether it was Arizona getting blown out by Buffalo, the Loyola Sweet 16 run, and by the way, congratulations to Porter Mosier and the Ramblers for getting to the Sweet 16, beating Miami, and then another last-second shot against Tennessee. What happened in Charlotte on Friday night is I will never forget it, and I think that 10, 15, or 20 years from now, as one of our colleagues, one of the friends of KGYM's Jeff Perlman, who's a New York Times best-selling author, said, people aren't going to remember who won this tournament. People are going to remember the UMBC Retrievers beating Virginia. And as I said, and I think Bill Raftery said on the broadcast, there was a point during my 20 to 21 years of watching this tournament where I thought that it might be more likely that aliens land on Earth than it would be for a 16 seed to beat a 1. They were 0 and 135, and most of them weren't even close. And for it to happen the way it did by UMBC, the Retrievers, with their point guard at 5'7", their two guard at 5'10", going up against a team that nearly ran the table in the best conference in college basketball in Virginia, and then ran through the conference tournament, regular season champion, postseason champion, easy, beating North Carolina, Duke, Virginia Tech, just some of the best teams in college basketball, Miami.
Yeah.
And then to get pummeled by a team with 1980s YMCA uniforms.
It was great, though.
It was incredible.
Kyle, what was your favorite game to watch over the weekend? What one really sticks out to you, aside from that one, I guess?
Yeah, I guess aside from that one, it's tough, because I would even say I sat down and I watched that UMBC game on Sunday. I was hoping that they would be able to win that one. And, you know, they ended up losing, but that was the game that had me glued to my seat the most, because they almost messed around and did it again.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think the point that Alex makes is a good one, that nobody's really even going to remember the champion from this tournament. That UMBC team is going to, as they say, live in infamy.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys got to feel really damn good about that.
They could have lost by 50 points yesterday against Kansas State. It really wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
I hear people saying, oh, well, their 15 minutes of fame is over. That is a bunch of crap.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the 1980s U.S. Olympic team, when they beat the Russians, their captain, Mike Ruzioni, never played a second in the NHL. Mm-hmm. Yet I guarantee you, he still gets free drinks at the bar. He still signs plenty of autographs based on that one moment.
Absolutely.
And people forget they won the gold medal game the next day against Finland. UMBC, that team, will be remembered for that. And that pretty much that only moving forward, because none of those guys are going to play in the NBA.
Yeah.
Some of those guys will come back to the team next year. Who knows if they make the NCAA tournament? They had to beat Vermont, who was the number one seed in their conference this year, who had a 15-game winning streak and who had beat them like something like 20 times in a row.
Yeah.
Just to get into the tournament on a buzzer beater.
Right.
And then they do this. So it's one of the biggest upsets in sports history.
You know who also doesn't have to go play in the NBA to be remembered? The friggin' Jordan Poole. Is it Poole or Poole?
Poole.
Poole. Jordan
yes.
Poole.
That is a perfect.
From Michigan. God.
Perfect moment. And I thought.
That shot was just beautiful.
It was a beautiful buzzer beater, like just the excitement of it. But then the way he goes up, it's very contested. He spreads his legs like that.
Yeah.
It's just it was a perfect moment. It's kind of iconic. If it were a bigger game, that pose that he made as he's shooting the ball, you'd see that silhouette.
And there was,
for the rest of the offseason.
And there was 17 lead changes throughout the entire game, too, that it was just, if you didn't watch that last part, which would obviously be terrible, but it's overall a great game just to watch from start to finish.
And quite honestly, we'll get into this a little bit tomorrow, but the Big Ten, not a great showing.
Not really.
In the first couple rounds, Michigan, I think, really fortunate to get into the Sweet 16. They played horribly against Montana. They didn't shoot well against Houston. They found a way to win. You got to give them credit for that. Michigan State yesterday against Syracuse, an absolutely horrendous showing.
Yeah.
It's
embarrassing.
Syracuse having one of their best players foul out. They're starting a couple of walk-on point guards, and they shot something like, 20% from beyond the arc? Just an awful performance from Spartans. And Purdue losing Isaac Haas, we'll see how that affects them moving forward. And luckily, they have a 7'3" backup. So.
Yeah.
Want to give credit to Purdue, though. It has been a pretty bad showing for the Big Ten, but Purdue did a good job of losing maybe not their best player, but their most impactful player. They actually can, but it's super difficult to replace, a good, strong 7-footer, and they did it, and they won their next game. So I think Purdue deserves a little bit of credit for that.
Well, Kyle, we were talking about this earlier before the show, that the games are only going to get better from here. The matches are only going to get more and more intense, and I'm just excited for it. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. See you, dude. Talk to you soon.